Moncrief on News Talk.
If you think your resistance to alcohol, particularly wine, is decreasing, that might not be the case. Wine, it seems, is getting stronger. John Wilson is wine critic for the Irish Times and is on the line. Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Sean.
If you're to compare then, say, a Bordeaux from 2025, your average Bordeaux from 2025 that you, against one you might have, you might buy 30 years ago, on average, would it tend to be stronger?
It would indeed. It would tend to be 1, 2, maybe even 3% stronger than it was back in the 60s and 70s.
And what's the reason for that?
Well, there's two reasons for it. One is that our know-how and technology has improved, so we're producing better quality grapes. But as you, if you lower your yield, the sugar level in wine and the grapes will go up. And the other thing is global warming. But as grapes ripen, the sugar levels increase. So when you pick and crush your grapes, the yeast get to work on them. But the more sugar you have in that grape, the more alcohol in your finished wines. So it's causing real problems in the wine world, not just in Europe, but northern and southern hemisphere. Alcohol levels have been rising for the last 20 years.
And why is it causing them problems?
Well, it changes the flavour and style of wine. In some areas, it's actually been, dare I say, quite good because it makes the wine taste better. But a Bordeaux with 12% is sort of a light and refreshing wine, whereas a Bordeaux with 15% is a huge mouth-filling wine. It also gets you drunk, dare I say, a little bit quicker. And not all, everybody wants that. Mm. They want to be able to drink a couple of glasses of wine.
At the same time, it's a curious thing that people might say, well, I want to drink a lighter wine, but actually I don't like it that much.
Yeah, well, here's the strange thing. I think, first of all, alcohol-free wines are really difficult to taste because they've got less than 1% in them. But I was talking to one retailer who did a focus group with some of their customers, and they all said before tasting they preferred lighter, lower alcohol wines. And when they did a blind tasting, virtually every single one of them preferred the higher alcohol wine because it's warmer and rounder and sort of tastes nicer.
Yeah. And even if, John, if it says on the bottle 15% ABV, is that an exact figure? Could they be rounding it down a little bit even?
They could be rounding it either way by certainly 0.5%. In some countries like the US, they can do it by a couple of percent. In the EU, it has to be within 0.5. So a wine that says 13% could be 13.5%.
But certainly if it's actually 15.5%, that would make it a fortified wine and therefore subject to more tax. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Yes. Once you go over 15%, the duties are higher.
Mm-hmm. Now, can the wine producers do things like harvest earlier on in the season to try and kind of obviate this?
Yes, there's three things you can do, or the grower can do anyway. One is pick earlier. And if you look at Europe, there's a whole load of regions that would have harvested in mid-September are now harvesting a month earlier in mid-August because they want to keep the sugar levels down. But the problem is the wine can sometimes taste different because there's two kinds of ripeness in a grape. There's the sugar ripeness, which you just measure the sugar level. There's also what's called phenolic ripeness, and that refers to the grape skins, the seeds and the stems, and they have to develop to their best level, and that can sometimes happen later, so the wines will taste different. Two more long-term things that I've come across. One is vineyards are moving upwards to higher altitudes. I was in a vineyard in Rioja last year where the grower was showing me how he'd moved his vineyards back to terraces that had been used in medieval times when it was warmer. And they'd stopped using those when it got cooler. And he's now replanted them several hundred years later to get cooler climate there.
That is interesting. Then again,
the other thing there's,
There's parts of the country or parts of the world, such as I imagine large swathes of France, don't have that option.
No, they don't have that option. The other thing you can do is change your grape varieties. So if you have in Bordeaux, for instance, where Cabernet and Merlot in particular can give you quite high alcohol, they're now permitting all sorts of grape varieties that they would have poo-pooed 20 years ago, because they're grape varieties that produce wines with lower sugar level or grapes with lower sugar levels. So you can do that. But there certainly will become areas where grape growing for wine, at any rate, is no longer possible. But the other side of that is there are areas that are getting warmer, such as England and even Ireland, where wine production may come into action. And we are already seeing, certainly if you look in England, there's lots of really good sparkling wine, which needs lower alcohol levels. And even in Ireland, we're seeing a number of vineyards developing and some fairly decent wines coming out there.
Is there an increased demand for lower alcohol wines?
There is, yes. I think people are looking for them, and there's a couple of companies come out. I got sent some samples by a company called Drinkwell. But I notice some of the supermarkets are also starting to stock wine at around 10%, where it still tastes like wine, whereas a low alcohol or no alcohol wine won't. So it still tastes vaguely like wine.
Actually, they call it just about wine.
That's right. But actually, the best one of all, which I drink frequently, is if you buy Moselle Riesling from Germany, a cabinet or something like that. It's slightly off dry, but it'll be sort of 8 or 9% alcohol. But because it has high acidity, you don't notice the sugar too much. But particularly on sunny days like today, they are absolutely fantastic wines.
John Wilson is wine critic for the Irish Times. John, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.